welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is War Room Live. One of the big stories recently has been the ticks, the seemingly weaponized tick populations in America and Canada. Videos just going absolutely wild over those people who aren't political at all, aren't looking for a conspiracy, walking around going, what the hell is up with these ticks these days? Not only are they absolutely everywhere, they're like aggressive. They'll like chase you down. It is really insane. You know, we're going to have, and I've been meaning to talk to the producer. So make a note right now, producers. There are people out there that have solutions to these problems. There's somebody that says they've cured Alpha Gal. I want to see if they can get on. Other people with, you know, ideas of how you can stop ticks. I know Cliff High on X, as well as Mike Adams, Health Ranger. Been going back and forth talking about using sulfur powder you can get from a tractor supply store and sort of spreading that around, and that will repel ticks. But a lot of essential oils repel ticks as well. And so I've been meaning to talk to the producer about that, getting somebody on who can give our audience tips on how to, you know, effectively combat the tick infestation. But this video went viral. Now, we don't have any confirmation of this, but I think it is interesting that this anonymous post on a website seems to correspond with or collaborate or, you know, basically show to be true what we've all been speculating. A worker for a private charter company in Ontario, Canada, claims they're paid huge money to fly small planes around Ontario and drop boxes of millions of ticks. Let's watch.
So this forum post, and I'm going to put it directly on the screen and I'm going to read it word for word. It says this, quote, I work for a private charter company in Ontario, Canada. The company handles booking and chartering flights across Ontario mainly. We are paid to spread ticks by air. It happens twice a year, early spring and early fall. This year, we've been hired to do it earlier. The company receives the ticks in boxes. Each box contains millions of ticks. The aircraft used are generally single or dual prop aircraft, single pilot, and one other passenger that handles the dispersal. It pays a lot, and I mean a lot. Generally, the ticks are dispersed in several specific regions in Ontario, and it's always the same regions each and every year, thus far. Last spring, the ticks dispersed were mostly American dog ticks. This year, they are all deer ticks, supposedly specifically bred to withstand cold temperatures. End quote. So that post was from March 16th, 2 weeks before Snopes said that this story originated. All right, and it's pretty interesting. Here we have a whistleblower saying that they are paid to disperse ticks across Canada. Now, this sounds eerily familiar to what we're hearing about these boxes of ticks that are being found. And it begs the question, was this person telling the truth?
All right, so again, we have no confirmation that that post was real, but we know that they are making the argument in scientific circles for why you would do something like this. Peer-reviewed paper in bioethics discusses the, quote, beneficial blood-sucking of ticks, how the Lone Star tick is making people allergic to meat is actually a good thing. And they say, quote, if eating meat is morally wrong, then we should actually welcome this tick-borne allergy instead of trying to prevent or cure it. They argue that deliberately spreading AGS, for example, by releasing or genetically modifying ticks, could be a form of moral bioenhancement, a scientific way to help people become better, more ethical, by making it physically hard for them to eat meat. So again, they're making the argument as to why they would do this. In addition, we know absolutely confirmed that Bill Gates and others are flying around in helicopters, dropping millions of mosquitoes out of helicopters. We have it on video. You can see the swarm of mosquitoes dropped by helicopters. Now, in that case, it's because they've been genetically modified and they, you know, are supposed to go into the normal, you know, mosquito population and hurt them. Basically, they genetically modify them so they, the snouts they, I don't know what they could be called in insects, but whatever, the needles they use to poke into your skin to suck your blood, they weaken the material that makes those. And so when they go to poke into your skin, it like bends and it won't actually go in, which is kind of horrifying in and of itself. But they're doing that with genetically modified mosquitoes, ostensibly to, you know, combat the mosquito problem. Is that what they're doing with the ticks, or is it something else entirely? Or maybe is this part and parcel with the global attempt to get us to stop eating meat by making us allergic to meat and killing the wild meat so we don't have anything to hunt? Yeah, I think it's a depopulation program. I'm not shocked by this at all. I'm shocked that we're not doing anything to stop it. We'll be right back.